check in with our star school, shall we? Stratford-upon-Avon Primary. Tuesday morning, we always get the kids' views on the news. So let's find out what they think.
It's the kids' news on the news.
With me, Oscar.
Isla.
Imogen.
With me, Ananya.
We've been talking about Stratford a lot on BBC CWR, mainly because roadworks through the town centre. We've heard the adults' views on it, but I want to hear what you think. I mean, Oscar, do you use the car a lot, do you think?
Yeah, we do. Now they seem to be digging up our road as well, which is adding a bit more time on.
Yeah, it takes a while to get places.
How long?
Like 20 minutes.
So do you have to get up a little bit earlier?
Yeah, we did sometimes, yeah. The other day we were trying to get somewhere because they've blocked by the Maybird. It took us like half an hour to get there, which was really annoying.
I must say though, they are essential works, aren't they? These works have to be done for safety reasons. I think you understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't take away the frustration.
No.
So when you're stuck in traffic then and you're sat there in the car, what do you do to keep yourself occupied?
Me and my sister, we usually like talk or play games because my sister is a two-player game on her phone.
Oh, there you go. So you get your phone out and start playing games?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not all that bad. At least you're not driving. You can sit back and relax.
Yeah.
What's the frustration about then?
I don't know.
Okay, question for you all now. Sunday the 10th of March. What is Sunday the 10th of March? Does anyone know? It's a very special day. Silence.
Mother's Day.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Do you know, in that very short pause of silence, your mums will be shouting at the radio.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
I think we're going out to eat.
Oh, very nice. Do you know where?
She normally likes, like, pizza places.
Oh, pizza. Pizza on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And what's her go-to pizza topping?
It's really weird. She likes vegetable pizza.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. That is not weird. I love veg on a pizza. Perfect.
My mum likes to go on, like, family walks in, like, a National Trust place. Chalker or the Welcome Hills.
Oh, I love both of those. Oh, take her to Chalker and you can see the deer.
Yeah, we don't have any plans yet, but no, I want to get my mum a present or something and take her out.
Now, I would ask you what you're going to get her, but I probably won't on this occasion because she'll probably be listening.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to her?
I love you and you're the best.
Wednesday's the 28th, then Thursday,
the 29th,
which means it's a
leap year.
Hey!
My brother was nearly born on the 29th, actually.
Nearly?
Yeah, he was around 2 hours and 40 minutes away from being, he was the 1st of March.
Oh, what a lucky boy.
I know, yeah. So it's always quite easy to remember what year a leap year is because we can just tell if he, like, his age is a multiple of four, we know it's a leap year.
So if he was born on the 29th, what do you think he would do? Do you think he'd have to just celebrate it on the 28th?
Well, he could choose either 28th or the 1st of March, but then when it probably came round to, like, a leap year, he could probably celebrate it on 29th.
That was the kids' news on the news.
Thank you all.